global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. It was a down week for the S&P 500 index, an up week for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the sixth up week in a row. S&P 500 index falling 4 points today to end the week at 2258, a drop there of 0.2%. And this update is brought to you by Bank of America Merrill Lynch, dedicated to bringing our clients insights and solutions to meet the challenges of a transforming world. That's the power of global connections. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, member SIPC. Dow Industrials down 8, a drop of less than 0.1%. NASDAQ down 19, a decline of 0.4%. The 10-year up 1/32nd with a yield of 2.59%. Gold up 5.60 the ounce to 11.35. That's up 0.5%. West Texas Intermediate crude, $51.97 a barrel, up $1.07, higher by 2.1%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you, Charlie Pellett. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets and Bloomberg Radio with Corey Johnson and Jason Kelly.
Right. Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history.
Well, yes, teaching and new ways to do it. Education startups are a really interesting turn in the way that startups are being funded, and a focus on coming up with new kinds of companies to solve that old problem of teaching people better. Jonathan Harber joins us right now as co-founder of StartEd, who looks at the ed tech field. And I've got to ask you, Jonathan, very glad to have you on. This focus on ed tech, I was really struck. I went to a conference about 2 years ago, put on by an investment bank, focusing almost exclusively on ed tech. There's a lot going on there. It's a sector that doesn't get a lot of attention, but there's a ton going on.
There is, and thanks for having me on. Good afternoon. And yes, it's been a vibrant growth area as the internet has begun to transform education, much like it has other industries.
As you see this unfolding here, you guys are doing a big event next week. What is that?
Yeah, so next week we are producing New York EdTech Week, December 19th to 21st at NYU. This is a global festival for education innovation. And, you know, if you think about it globally, we spend over $6 trillion teaching people every year, from early learning, to corporate training. And most of that is in physical classrooms with, printed materials and physical teachers. Like other industries, those materials are starting to become digital and the instruction virtual, and that world we call ed tech. And it's really only about $100 billion out of that $6 trillion. We really think that there are the same kinds of accelerants and opportunities for improvement in education like we've seen in other industries. That will drive achievement, lower the cost of education, improve access, improve quality, and those opportunities are there. So we're excited to be promoting those kind of innovations and growth.
And Jonathan, when you look at other industries and you know, you sort of do the whole best practices thing, you know, where do you draw the most inspiration or where are the best ideas coming from?
Sure. Well, certainly if you look back at the healthcare industry from, a few decades ago, which was mostly, devoid of private sector participation, I think that's an interesting, analogy to draw. And right now the total market cap of, education, companies is very small compared to the amount of global, money which is spent in the sector. Now I do think that we have seen the uptake of innovation slower in highly regulated industries, and certainly education is a regulated industry, and I'm sure that will be a big topic of conversation on your show and others over the next few years. So I think that those would be the places to look at and to take lesson. But you know, clearly the internet over the last two decades has transformed just about every aspect of our lives, and we are seeing learning science really begin to develop and flourish.
And when you think about it, you know, you sort of alluded to this, the idea of a sort of public versus private. One of the reasons we'll be talking about it on this show and many others going forward is the notion of a new administration. We have a new Secretary of Education who's at least been appointed has been nominated. What do you see as sort of the hot topics as we look at a Trump administration when it comes to the ed tech field?
Sure. Clearly, I can only give my view from what's been discussed or announced so far. But you would expect that some of the types of policies that will be debated and potentially changed and affected within K-12. I think choice is a big one. Clearly, the new proposed Secretary of Education is a big proponent of charter schools, which have grown very rapidly over the last decade. But I think she's a extremely interested advocate. So I'd expect we would see more charter schools. We would see a push towards caps in charters and states to be lifted, and potentially a quality of funding for charter schools, which is something right now government-run schools tend to have higher operating reimbursements than the charter schools, which are, by the way, public schools. They're just not run by government in the same way. Clearly, Common Core is an issue that I think will be discussed, even though it's not a federal issue. I think early learning will be a big drive in the higher education world. I think for-profit post-secondary will.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that—the for-profit businesses, yeah. Because the regulatory focus on those crummy businesses there was one of the features of the Obama administration, and I wonder if you think that might change and that those schools might be allowed to engage in some of the practices that they were done previously in terms of recruiting students and not graduating students and so on without the tough regulatory approach. Just about 30
sure.
seconds left.
Yeah, well, in general, I think gainful employment is the legislation. I do think it'll be revisited. I don't think it's just about recruiting practices. It's about governance and debt burdens. And my guess is that we'll see a more equal treatment in the future of institutions, regardless of whether they're for-profit or run by government, but that some of these same kind of principles would probably apply.
Right. All right. Good stuff. Jonathan Harbor, co-CEO of Start Ed. Big week next week down at NYU. Good luck with that as well. You were listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. Corey Johnson, Jason Kelly sitting in for Carol Messer. That's a good thing. This is Bloomberg Markets, and this is Bloomberg. Coming up, Bloomberg pursues 12 days of gift giving brought to you by Morel Fine Wine and Spirits, your essential source for the finest wines and greatest vintages. Find them at morelwine.com.